Hello?
Hi, good day. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied in this case, on how the direction of the country is going?
No, I'm not satisfied.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But in this case, just to let you know, we're going to help conduct a survey, help us better understand what is most important to people across the variety of topics, okay? So your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So with that being said, when you're thinking about the direction, you said you're not satisfied at all, right? Not very satisfied.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Well, in this case, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues from 1 to 10, using a scale from 0 to 10, how important issue is to you, okay? Healthcare, from 0 to 10, how important that is to you?
10.
10, okay. Jobs and wages?
10.
Okay, immigration?
10.
Okay, crime and violence?
10.
Okay. Climate change?
10.
Okay. The democracy?
There is no democracy.
Okay. But if you have from 0 to 10 to how important that is to you, how much would you rate that from a scale from 0
10.
To 10?
10.
Okay. And abortion rights?
10.
Okay. Voting rights?
10.
Okay, student loans, debt.
10.
Okay, inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay, reproductive freedom.
0.
0, okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Okay, K-12 education.
10.
Okay, criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay, thank you for that. And with that being said, as many of you know, there will be an election for presidency, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote.
10.
10, okay. In this case, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Perfect. And are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Or like many people are not registered to vote. Okay, registered. Okay. Okay, well, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1952.
Okay, perfect. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received in this?
I completed 2 years of college.
Okay, some college or number. Okay, gotcha. And, well, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, how much in this case that means you're 0 in this case, right? Where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10, that means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I would say about a 5. It depends.
5. Okay, gotcha. Makes sense. Well, okay, in that case, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Now, please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has all the power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say about 5.
5 as well. Okay, gotcha. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, And a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know too, okay? Okay, so the Republican Party.
0.
0, okay. The Democrat Party?
About a 6.
6, okay. Joe Biden?
I say about an 8.
8, okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
I say about an 8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I say about a 5.
5, okay. Perfect. Gotcha. Well, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidency were held today, for whom would you vote for? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert Kennedy, Cornel West, Jill Stein?
I would say Harris.
Kamala Harris? Okay, gotcha. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2004 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for to be your House representative, the Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay, gotcha. And from who did you vote in 2020 general election for presidency, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat. I voted for Biden.
Okay, Biden. Okay, gotcha. Okay, and thinking back the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's about the same.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay, and thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Most of them? Okay. Okay, perfect. I went already close enough. Below on this a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in the country from 0 to 10. With 10 means that you believe that person or event certainly prevented the progress. 5 means that you were not sure. And 0 means that you believe that person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First down,
you
President Biden.
You did not prevent or prevented.
Well, it is safe. It all depends. Like, 10 means that you believe that that person or the event certainly prevented progress. 5 means that you were not sure. And 0 means that you believe that the person or the event certainly did not prevent progress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. For President Biden, from 0 to 10, how would you say, like, 0 certainly did not prevent progress? 5 not sure, or certainly prevented progress with 10?
I'll say 0.
0, okay. Supreme Court?
10.
10, okay. Republican in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Okay. Donald Trump?
10.
Okay. Republicans in the Georgian General Assembly?
10.
Okay. Governor Kemp?
10.
Okay. White supremacists?
10.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, now, below is the list of policy and statements that have obstructed progress in the black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or the people in your network to vote using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose from any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, providing 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid that means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. How much would you rate that from 0 to 10?
That he helped or didn't help?
Well, in this case, if that would motivate you to vote. Like, example, if you put 0, that would not motivate you to vote at all. If you choose anywhere between 1 to 5, that you're not sure, and anywhere between 10, that would strongly motivate you to vote? Okay, gotcha. Okay, and in 2009, Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of the foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but only has only requested